to the Constitution of the United States of America. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. The First Amendment gives you the right to choose what you hear, what you say, and what you think. Express yourself. Vote.
For him, made a whole party, he don't wait. I'll keep the money, but it's a sucker. It's a masked man, it's a beautiful person.
Hi-ho!
Wait a minute, we have more presents. This guy is selfish. Did you give him any money? Not a nickel. How many times you took the garbage out already for us? Cleaned up the yard? He don't want nothing. This is a beautiful person. There hasn't been one god like that. Every god always stuck around for, look what I did for you. Or his friends tell you what worked. This guy's amazing.
Ho-ho!
Wait a minute, Masked Man, we got a present for you, Masked Man. Did you give him any money? I didn't give him a nickel. You either? Good natured schmuck, he ain't got a quarter, I'm telling you. He don't take nothing. He don't even take thank you. They all take. He don't take, I'm telling you.
Ho-ho!
Masked Man! Masked Man! Wait a minute!
You got 12 and cake!
Wait a minute!
Masked Man, wait a minute, you asshole, wait a minute! I'm tired of his horse shit now. And that's the third time I made a present for him, he ran off. I don't mind for me, but my ma, she made coffee and cake and everything. That bastard, is he kidding? Was he too good for everybody? He saw the old lady came out, he made coffee and cake, and that schmuck rides off. And he laughed at us, I'm telling you. He went, hi, like that. He's no good, I'm telling you. The fink. Bastard, I hate it. He saw the old lady came out with arthritis. Here, send the coffee for you. I'm going to get him, I'll get him. I don't want to hear that shit, he's a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. If he's a nice guy, how come he leaves bullets for everybody? I don't care if they're silver, he leaves bullets. You know why he leaves the bullets? I'll bet you give you Dr. Ehrlich the magic bullet, 606. What's that? Syphilis. What? Sure, that's what he's saying. He's saying in his own way that the whole world has syphilis. And that's why he rides off with his mouth closed. He don't want no part of nobody. Emmett, I'm telling you. Hey, Pop, bring him back. I'm going to kick his ass all over the lot. Now, bring him back here right now. Don't you move, you psychotic. Hold the gun, Ma. Masked Man, what's your story, buddy? You know Mr. D'Angelo, he's hopping-ass mad at you. His mama made all them hot Italian cakes, and you runned off. Runned off and didn't wait for nothing. How come you're so snobby you can't accept love or thank you from nobody?
Well, explain if you get your goddamn hands off me, you barbarians. The reason I never wait for thank you, see, supposing once I wait for thank you.
Thank you, Madman.
What's that?
Thank you, Madman.
Thank you, Masked Man. God damn it, I like that. Let's hear it once again, son.
Thank you, Madman.
Thank you, Masked Man. Isn't that sweet?
Help! Get the Masked Man! We're in trouble!
I'm a little busy now. I'm getting a few thank yous.
Masked Man! Help! Help! We're being robbed! Get the Masked Man!
Don't break my balls now. I help two people a lot. I'm entitled. It'll take 1 week off to get some thank yous. You're not going to get nothing if you keep it up. All right. Let's have it again. Thank you, Masked Man. I'm going to get a book. That's all. Screw these people. I'll get a thank you, Masked Man book. I'll put them in the book. When I'm old, they'll say, you in the shingle business? Ah, well, you think I was always in the shingle business? Look at this. Thank you, Masked Man. Leo Carrillo, Freeport, Long Island. Look at all the thank you, Masked Man. I'm going down to the mailbox and see the thank you, Masked Man. Man's been here today.
Yeah, he's okay. A lot of good things to say. You know, he's not the whole brains. After all, his outfits, a lot of other people work very hard. Paul, Luke, and all them people.
Someone's been fooling with my mail. I know it. Someone's fooling with my mail. Where's my thank you, Masked Man?
There are no more thank you, Masked Man. The Messiah returned during the night.
The Messiah? Well, what did this do with me?
Well, you see, men like yourself, you thrived upon the continuance of segregation, violence, and disease. Now the Messiah's returned, all is pure. You're in the shithouse.
Well, then I'll make trouble. Because I'm geared for it. And I must have a thank you masked man. And that's why I always ride off and never wait for thank you.
Damn, you sure can talk some shit, buddy. I got a damn headache. My head hurts me. What the hell are you talking about? Thank you, masked man. Leave your career, Freeport, Long Island. Look, I work for the city. You know what I mean, buddy? I got a job to do. Now, look, I'm here to see you accept a present. Just one present. Do it for the kids. We'll get the hell out of here. What do you say?
All right, for the children, I'll do it. Give me no ashtrays. Anything I want?
Anything. You just take it, buddy. Whip or doll, any of them things up on the top shelf.
I tell you what. Anything? Give me that Indian over there.
Who's that? Tonto?
Yes, Tonto. I want Tonto the Indian.
What the hell are you talking about? You can't have Tonto.
Bullshit, you made the deal. That's what I want. I want Tonto the Indian.
You're going to get you Tonto, buddy. His name ain't Tonto. It's Tonto. What the hell you want Tonto for?
To perform in a natural act. What? To perform in a natural act.
Oh, the masked man's a fag. Ah. Ah. The fag man. Ah, the dirty fag, you dang queer, you. The masked fag man. Ain't that a kick in the ass? But you get mascara under that damn mask, ain't you? A dang queer. I never knew you were a fag, masked man.
I'm not a fag. But I read a lot about it and read exposés. I want to try it now to see how bad it is. Just once. I like what they do with fags, anyway. The punishment is quite correct. They throw them in jail, a lot of men. Very clever. Wash them up and get them ready. Tell you what. Give me the horse, too.
What do you want that horse for?
For the act.
Ah. Disgusting fag. He's a dang queer freak. Ah.
Disgusting fag.
Ah.
Disgusting fag.
Thank you. An article which I believe appeared in a newspaper asked why, since you are, or it would seem that you are in effect the mayor of Chicago, you've not simply been appointed to that position.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's touching. Like a lot of things in life, we laugh because it's funny and we laugh because it's true. Some people say, reformers here say, put that man in jail. What does he think he is doing? Well, what I hope I'm doing, and here's where your English paper's got a point, is I'm responding to the will of the people. People are going to drink. You know that. I know that. We all know that. And all I do is act on that. And all this talk of bootlegging. What is bootlegging? On the boat, it's bootlegging. On Lakeshore Drive, it's hospitality. I'm a businessman.
And what of your reputation that you control your business through violence? That those that don't purchase your products are dealt with violently?
It's all right. I grew up in a tough neighborhood. And we used to say you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word. And in that neighborhood, it might have been true. And sometimes a reputation follows you. There is violence in Chicago, of course, but not by me and not by anybody I employ. And I'll tell you why, because it's not good.
Thank you. Stand sucks, cause the words a man kill, true in the game, as long as blood is blue in my vein, I pull my Heineken brew to my deceased crew in memory lane.
What'd you hear?
Meets German soldiers with a club.
He bashes the brains in with a baseball bat, what he does. And Werner, I'm gonna ask you one last goddamn time. If you still respectfully refuse, I'm calling the bear Jew over. He's gonna take that big bat of his, and he's gonna beat your ass to death with it. Now take your wiener schnitzel licking finger and point out on this map what I wanna know.
Fuck you. And your Jew dogs!
Actually, Werner, we're all tickled to hear you say that. Quite frankly, watching Donnie beat Nazis to death is close we ever get to going to the movies. Donnie!
Yeah?
Got a German here wants to die for country. Oblige him.
No!
to damn steel. I got a chill. Someone walked across my grave. Stroll across the killing fields in the middle of the night. Walked across the fire in the cold moonlight. Up on the bonfire, watch the zombies dance. My tongue is hot and burning when I try to speak. My spirit is so willing, my flesh is getting weak. Yeah, it's getting weak.
Wonderful. Another few days collecting data, and we'll have the cure for cancer.
Something's showing up on the radar. Looks like it's right outside the ship.
Viewing screen. Hey! Think you can let me in? We're starting to get a little thin out here. Danger, danger, Dr. Smith, Dr. Smith.
Oh, my God. Open up this space pod.
Hi, howdy, folks. Fire Marshal Bill here. You know, you anti-gravity geeks are due for a little safety investigation.
Well, let me be the first to welcome you aboard.
Thank you, son. That's a nice mustache you got there. I had one like it myself.
Then one day I put my cigar in backwards and boom! My lip went up like a tinderbox.
But I don't smoke.
None of us do. And I'm sure you will find that our ship is the safest outpost in the galaxy.
That's what they said when I inspected the Titanic. But I showed them different. Unsinkable, my good eye! Uh-oh! What's going on over here, Princess Leia?
It is a refrigeration experiment. We're freezing this produce with liquid nitrogen.
Well, that's fine and dandy. But remember, in space, no one can hear you scream. Let me tell you something! Let's just say you're getting ready to freeze some veggies. And you mistake your hand for a stalk of celery. Then you go to hang your autographed picture of Chewbacca. And the next thing you know, the Iceman cometh! Gee, that demonstration left me a little parched.
Don't drink that! That jar contains aliens! So that's how they're getting over the border.
Hey, you! Come on out and show me your green card!
Oh, my God! One of them is missing!
I wonder where it could be. Don't touch him! He's got my eyes!
You all right?
Are you joking? I've had more parasites living off me than Eddie Murphy.
Alert! Alert! There's an alien roaming free on board!
Speaking of roaming free, how come these seats don't have safety belts?
We don't need them. This ship is perfectly safe.
I beg to differ, Buck Rogers! What if one of your fellow astronauts is a frustrated soprano? He's in the shower, he breaks into a high note from Figaro, but we've learned a valuable lesson. Buckle up for safety! Well, what did my bridge work? Is that a self-destruct sequencer? When was the last time you had that baby tested?
Please don't touch that.
You know, a gadget like that can be handy, but it can also lead to a very unpleasant demise. Let's just say you're sleepwalking one night. And you're dreaming Darth Vader just told you he's your father. Naturally, you're completely suicidal, and you program the computer to start the final countdown. Let's go.
The station will self-destruct in 20 seconds.
You idiot!
Everyone, 17, into the shuttle!
Please remain calm. 15, he is a fire marshal.
Thank you, Hal. You see, Hal knows that all I have to do is use the main computer override key. Now, if I can only remember which one it is. Not that one. Wrong again. Oh, yeah. This is it.
One. A lifetime of work.
Gone. Oh, God. They can put a man on the moon, but they can't protect us from ourselves. Oh. Feels good to have the sun on my face. Of course, I'd rather have my face on the sun. Hey! Let me tell you something!
No!
Churchill said, I could have smacked his head. And all of those infected waited to be collected. I must get out at any price. Father, fear, it gets too nice. Just can't get, just can't get.
Every bomb is detonated, every switch is thrown, and everybody tells me don't be scared, act as if you never cared. So I wear a blank expression to conceal my real impression. Turn off all the information, radios just pick up that station. Just king it, now protection. I rip them up, my hands are sweaty, and then those ghastly faces, recurring nightmare places. Happy hours come and go, much too short and much too long. Just king it, just king it, now protection. Just king it, now protection. Just king it, now I can't get no protection. Protection, protection. Tears your body, shit, and that is some idiot sticking it in. Protection, yeah, protection. Squish it out, switch it out, switch, 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 switch it in and out. Protection, yeah, protection. They don't give you protection. You don't get protection.
Oh, no, no, we're not ready for you yet, sir. Will you please go back out, wait with the others?
Grace, do me a favor. Let's just take him. He's ready. You ready, right?
You ready? Okay, come on. You know the setup? Got any questions?
He's got no questions. Look at him. Let's go. Come on.
Let's read. Where is he? Where's Raphael?
Where is he? Where's... beat up on me all night. You want me to give up my partner? You can go spit.
Quit acting like the good guy, jerk-off. You got your partner killed. He was in over his head. You knew it. You may as well have pulled the trigger. You killed him.
No, I didn't. I didn't kill him. He wanted in. Why? I didn't want him to come in, and he insisted. I said, you got to stay at home, but he doesn't listen to me. He's such a stupid son of a bitch. I killed him, didn't I? Oh, fuck, this is my fault. I'm sorry.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Old school method.
The studio.
Brando, put this in the pouch to L.A. and get me Gay Perry on the phone, huh?
In the dark, you can trust me, 'cause you know that's how it must be. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. Her eyes like windows trickle in rain upon her pain, getting deeper, though my love wants to relieve her. She walks alone from wall to wall, lost in a hall. She can't hear me, though I know she likes to be near me. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. In a corner by the door, there must be more I can tell her if she really wants me to help her. I'll do what I can to show her the way, and maybe one day I will free her. Oh, I know no one can see her. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa.
Accept the challenge for a rematch with Balboa.
I reject the challenge because Balboa is no challenge. But I'd be more than happy to beat up on him some more. I always said he was nothing.
I can't wait to see this bum fall.
What do you think of him being trained by Apollo Creed?
Apollo who? You talking about that old fool Apollo Creed? Shucks. One has
yeah,
been
just
teaching
keep
another.
Talking, pal.
That's all Apollo
keep
been doing
talking.
Been running off at the mouth lately. And when I see him, I'm going to close it for him.
All right. When? Will the match take place?
The sooner the better. I'm the champion of the world, and nothing can be done about that. I can't be beat, and I won't be beat. This time I'm gonna train even harder. There won't be no quick knockdowns. I'm gonna torture him. I'm gonna crucify him real bad.
Hard words from a hard man. The odds against Balboa making a comeback at 34 are very long indeed. Can he do it? Most experts doubt it. Balboa was a fine champion, but his time has passed. I wish him luck.
Don't listen to it, Rocky.
No, do listen to it, Rock. When this is over, a lot of folks are going to owe you an engraved apology. And you're going to owe me a big favor.
What favor?
When it's over.
If I had to live without you, what kind of life?